Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many, day 8 of 2020 Thrive. And the number 8, I didn't even intend to say this, but as I have just pressed record, I'm going to go with the flow, because the number 8 in Hebrew actually means overflow. It means anointing. It means new beginnings. And at the very outset of this broadcast today, I'm speaking prophetically by the word of the Lord that He is pouring out a fresh anointing in these days on those who will receive. God is bringing you into a new aligning. He has a fresh assigning for you this year, and you are going to go in His anointing. The Lord also would say within that number 8, it means Hebraically, overflow everywhere you go in His anointing. And in this year of the reset and learning to rest in the reset, the Lord would say to you, those new beginnings, change, embrace. Wow. As you embrace, says the Lord, the new beginnings and the new paths, new rivers, new streams, new income streams that I am bringing to you from my throne, says the Lord. My living waters are going to overflow in the rivers of life. You will be caught up in the overflow of my streams, of my rivers of life for you in every area. And as you embrace those new beginnings and the change, you embrace my grace. Because I will bring change, and through my grace, I will bring ease to what wouldn't naturally be easy for you. I will bring ease, and you will just go in the flow of my rivers of life, in my overflow, every need supplied. And I'm speaking to every dry area today, revived by the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your new beginnings. We thank you, Lord, for your overflow. We thank you that every dry, barren area is coming to life right now in Jesus' mighty name by the word of the Lord. Wow, we receive that today. The number 8 means anointing, overflow, and let's embrace those new beginnings that the Lord has for us. And I may not have intended to say that, but I'm just going to keep right on rolling in the flow of what the Lord wants you to know today. And clearly, those were some keys for your victories this year. Victories, multiple, by the word of the Lord. In Matthew 7, 21, we read, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. God's will is for all to be saved, is for all to be blessed, flourishing in health, to prosper. But we know that's God's ultimate will for our lives. But we have free will. We have the free will to enter in to him and all that he has in him for us to receive. And then we truly win. We truly live the ultimate blessed, best God life. That we take his word as our final authority for our lives. And we see then God's will accomplished through us. We know that it's God's will for all to be saved, but not all will be saved, because it's down to our free will. So I'm praying this year that the Lord is going to cause us to come to him just as Jesus did in the garden when he prayed in complete surrender. Father, not my will, but your will be done in all things. so that then we may truly be vessels that fulfill his purposes on the earth at this time. Let's not just talk the talk, but let's walk the talk, and let's allow the bright shining light of Jesus, his purposes, his word, to light our paths this year and to fulfill all he has before us. Now, in the year 2025, 25 in Hebrew, that's the Hebrew bit I wanted to bring to you today, because this kind of blew me away. I've only just discovered this. I didn't even mean to go off about the eighth day, but hey, I'm with the Holy Spirit all the way here. Number 8, you never know what's going to come out in these 2023s. We just go with the flow of the Lord and the prophetic flow, don't we? Number 25, it means grace upon grace. Now, in the year 2025, that number 5, we know in Hebrew it means window, light, enlightenment, all that God's doing within that. There'll be exposure to the world, enlightenment for the children of God. Increasingly, we know that it means the grace is within that. So much depth to that. But the number 25, 5 times 5, in Hebrew, it actually means, and I only saw this, as I said the other day, grace upon grace. The Lord is pouring out his fullness upon his church, upon our lives at this time. We're going to know blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace, favour upon favour, breakthrough upon breakthrough, strength upon strength. That is his will for you and me this year. Will we take a hold of it? The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That actually means, in the Greek, when it said that word, the kingdom of God suffers violence, the violent take it by force, it's speaking of, the literal translation is, those who have the kingdom of God within them, which is you and me. The Bible shows us that clearly. When we approach God's kingdom, his will for anything, we take it violently, we take it by force, because what happens is the kingdom of God in us hits the kingdom of God, and wow, there's a force that is released. And it's a powerful manifestation then comes forth of what we take from that kingdom of heaven, and we bring forth through the kingdom of God in us on earth. And it's released with anointing, with his glory, with his force, with his power. That's why I always say it will take all of you and all of me to fulfill God's will on the earth at this time, because God himself has said that he will work through us, that he has chosen to work through men and women like you and me, those who are redeemed, those who are of the family of God, those who are purchased with the blood of Jesus. We are now those that he is working through on the earth. His mighty works, his mighty wonders, and his glory is going to be revealed through us. The whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It's not about sin increasing. It's about the increase of his glory and his manifestation. Because the year 2025, the number 5, also means manifestation. The Lord is setting us up to, and he gives us his anointing. When he would anoint the priests, the anointing was put upon people to prepare us, to present us to God, so that the priests could, we know, we'd read the stories where the glory, and it was like a cloud that would come and would fill the tabernacle, would fill the temple of God. Well, now when we are anointed, our anointing is so that God can come and release his glory through us. Don't just stop at the anointing. Go on for the fullness of his glory in Jesus' name this year. The word God gave me for this year is fullness. And I believe God is going to manifest his fullness more and more. We are going to see, for me, it had three folds to it. The fullness of God's Spirit in my life. I want to experience, and I want everyone who is on this journey with me, my children, my family, my husband, all of you, I want our church, I want everyone that the Lord brings me into contact with to experience the fullness of his Spirit. Get Jesus, get the Holy Spirit, you get everything. And that's my desire, that we will walk and we'll know that fullness. Also, it speaks of in the fullness of time. And I sense the Lord showing me prophetically and increasingly we're going to see in the fullness of time, Christ came. In the fullness of time now, all of God's prophetic promises, his will, his purposes are being brought about on the earth for Israel and for his church and in this world. And we're going to see, we partner with heaven for that. God said that Israel will be scattered to the nations. 1948, by an absolute miracle, Israel was restored to her land. It says that kings would carry you on their shoulders. Well, literally, get this. God calls us, that was prophesied in Isaiah. God calls the children of God. He calls us his kings and his priests. And literally, oh, I wish I had the picture. I'm just going live and going with the flow of the Lord with this today. The newspapers in the Jerusalem Post, there are pictures where a little girl, that was little me, way back in the day, was running up the steps of a flight returning from Russia, filled with hundreds of Russian Jews coming home. As I would hug them, they'd be running off the, coming off the plane. Some were elderly, so they weren't running. Little children were running excitedly when they came off the steps. But I can remember hugging them, and I was moved to tears as the only English words sometimes coming out of their mouth was home. Well, for all of them, they had never set foot in Israel before, yet they knew they were coming home. And the Lord said that we would be part of, I'm showing you this to illustrate how we partner with heaven, that whatever God tells us to do for the will of God, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, is necessarily doing the will of God. We've got to put our faith into action. And as I followed God's call way back then, and I followed his lead to Israel and was part of bringing home the Jews to their land, as God said would happen from the four corners of the earth, we're a part of carrying his purposes and his plans. We're a part of birthing them. We are called to partner and to bring forth his prophetic fulfillment on the earth. And when we see these things happening increasingly this year, in the fullness of time, Christ came. In the fullness of time, Israel was restored to her nation once again, never to be uprooted again by the word of the Lord. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. So we want to be part of those being blessed. I'm just using this as an illustration today, and then I'm going to move on. So in the fullness of time, the perfection, the completion, the maturity, we're going to see on the earth this year increasingly God's prophetic fulfillment happening. His word is being fulfilled right before our eyes in real time for Israel on the earth and for his church. And also that word fullness that the Holy Spirit put into me for this year is the time to favour. That time of his fullness has come. The time to favour Zion is now. That word Zion, I've said to you before, it means marked. Now, when you are marked, you are called out, you are marked for his blessing. Israel has often felt that it's been marked for disbursement, for destruction. But the time to favour Zion, the marked ones, those to whom much is given, much is expected. And to those, when we are given much from the Lord, if we turn from God's ways, yes, there is consequences and there is a price to pay for that. But in the fullness of time, God in his grace and mercy is bringing all around again. And Israel is home. Israel, God will protect, he will preserve, he will show up and show off on her behalf, as he will the church too, as I will show you. And as my word for the year is fullness, I just believe the Lord wants you to get ready for his fullness in every way. And of his fullness, John 1 verse 16 says, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. The Passion Translation, I love this. And from the overflow of his fullness, we received grace heaped upon more grace. In this 2025, the number 25, which is grace upon grace, fullness upon fullness, his completion upon completion, his perfection for our lives, his blessings, his miracles, his favour. Are you ready to get God and to get all that he has for you this year? Because the Lord is going to bless you exponentially by the word of the Lord. I don't know if you're one who goes with a word for your year. I know some of my friends do, some don't. But as we gathered the other night in our home, a group of close friends from our church and with some of my besties, we've been talking through the word that the Lord has given them for the year. And do you know what struck me at the end of that? Is we all had different words. In the first business meeting I had this year, kicking off with my fellow directors, we're a family company, and with my brothers, and we obviously before every meeting we pray, we give Jesus first place, and we were sharing what our word was for the year. And my brothers, mine was fullness, and my brothers, fellow directors, their words, one was dominate. Oh, but when he explained and expanded it, that he is going to take dominion, we are to be good stewards. God created, he gave us this world, and he told us to take dominion. The Lord does not want anything dominating us, but we should be taking dominion over everything. And taking dominion, what we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. Jesus said that, gave that instruction to the children, to the disciples, and for the children of God today. What are we allowing on our watch? What are we permitting in this world on our watch? Some other words, it may inspire you if you don't have a word for your year already. Other words were, my other brother's word was traction. And I love that. Somebody in our group the other night, they said, as my brother shared his word again, which he laughingly said his wife didn't really think that was too cool a word. she didn't rate that too highly. But this other guy had distraction. And from that was, in order to gain traction, you need to make sure you get rid of every distraction. In order to make progress, in order to surge forward this year, the word of God tells us that the heart of man is desperately wicked and deceitful above all else. Our hearts without Christ are deceived and distracted, I believe, more than any other generation on the earth. So the Lord, it really encouraged me. The reason I'm saying this is because iron sharpens iron. I had my word. No one else had the same word, but we can all draw from what the Lord is doing as we come together. And as his church, we are strong. So we want to, I thought, I'm taking that. I want to remove all distraction because I want my life to make traction this year. And where I find that I'm not making that traction, do you know, I'm looking at things pretty seriously and quickly this year, and I'm bringing change to it in this time of transformational change. Another great friend of mine, hers is success. The Bible promises us, not success as the world gives, but we can read how in Joshua 1 verse 8, that the Lord gives us, those who meditate on his word and his ways, the Lord gives good success. The world's success can be destructive to us, can't it? We don't want anything this world has to give, but we want to draw all from his word, to be people of his word who rise up and will know his good success in all things. We can see people who are successful. I've known CEOs, directors, they're successful in worldly terms, but it's cost them their marriage. That's not true success. Hey, the Lord wants integrity at our very core, and he wants to strengthen our core so we can know his good success in all. Another was thrive. And somebody had taken that from 2020, thrive. And I love that. That's also my word, quite a key for this year. And within that, in order to thrive, I need all the fullness of God manifest in my life. Another was content. I've learned in all things to be content. And godliness with contentment is great gain. That's what comes to me when I think of that. And I thought, how beautiful. Oh, I want to apply that to my life in Jesus' name. Another was release, that they're not going to be trying to control situations and things, but they're going to release. And within that, we could see that with God's release, he brings an ease. Ease is within release. Isn't that beautiful? And if that's you, I just sense the Lord saying prophetically to our hearts today that we can, let's just release all, let go, let God this year. Contend. Someone else was contending as God would have them contend for his church, for his purposes. And I love that. And we're all to be about that. So we can apply in some measure all of this. And I'm going somewhere with this in a minute. In fact, this is my hubby's. I can say he won't mind because we two are one and we are transparent. We share all together. Is reclaim, rebuild, revive. He was greedy. He went with three. And I love all of the fullness within that. Another holy, very, very holy friend of mine. You're all holy. Her word was light and right in alignment with this year prophetically, as we know that the year 5785, which is the Jewish year, ours 2025, that five means window, means light as well. And she was right there. God had shown her the year was light. That was her word for the year. How beautiful is that? Now, I said all that to say, Matthew 16, verse 18, on this rock I will build. On what rock was Jesus talking about? Before that, he just asked the disciples, who people say that I am? And Simon Peter responded, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the first, the last. You are the all in all. Upon this rock we will build our lives upon, on Christ, on the Word. He is the Word. On Christ, the solid rock, we will stand. And he said, I will build on this rock. That's him being the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one, the Son of God. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. As we see darkness increasing on the world, we're warned in the scriptures to forsake not the gathering of ourselves together. When we all come together, when we bring together all that we have as one, there is a powerful impact that comes of God's kingdom. Individually, we seek the Lord. We must increasingly come together with those like-minded, iron sharpens iron, power-packed church of God. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. As I wrap this up right now, the Lord wants to say to us, today, he is building his church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. I saw this twofold as we prayed in our group the other night at the end, powerfully, for governments, for nations, for leaders, for rulers, for each other's needs. What I saw was the gates of hell will never destroy the church, number one, until Christ comes. We are the restraining force, the church with the Holy Spirit in us on the earth until Christ comes. So I saw, secondly, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. As we come together, as we the church take our stand, let's take back our land for Jesus. What have we been permitting on our watch? I come back to again now, prophetically bringing this full circle. What we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. It's time for the church to be the voice. It's time for the church to rise in truth. It's time for the church to speak up and to speak out, because God is about to break out in revival power. So let us come together. Find your people this year. The Lord doesn't want you tucked away. 2025 is not the time to hide, but to thrive. Find your tribe, I sense the Lord saying, and let us be a part of seeing his church, that light shining bright to the nations on the earth and bringing many to him. Together we are strong in him. In this year of his fullness, let's come together. And thank you for coming together with me on Mama of Many. I love hearing from you. I pray for you. And I pray today will be a blessing to you. Wrapping this up, now let's pray. Father, we love you. I thank you for the way you've led this broadcast today, this download from heaven. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord, you just speak it through into the hearts of every one of your precious own today, I pray. And I ask that your fullness and all that you have for us this year will overflow from your throne. We'll take dominion. We'll know your good success. We're going to thrive. We're going to rest in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.